In this episode, we're going to talk about how to supercharge your negotiations. So the big question is this: how are corporate contractors, 1099s, independent consultants, experts, whatever you want to call us, who worked hard to develop our skills and didn't settle with the regular 9-to-5, who broke free and went out on our own, how do we market and deliver our skills to the clients who need them most? How do we keep getting high-end clients, build up our portfolios, and close more deals consistently while creating a predictable and profitable solo business? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. What's up, everybody? This is Asif Mendoza, and this is the High Ticket Contractor Podcast. And in this episode, we were going to be talking about how to get better at negotiation. And a lot of contractors, what they do, and I want to talk about this because a lot of contractors, what they do is they get into a corporate gig and they work on it for, you know, whatever the duration is, and then comes time to either renew, to stay with the organization and serve them, or to move on. And the ones who stick or who are interested in extending that contract with their client, they get to a point where a decision comes up, which is, you know, do they negotiate the rate, the duration, or any other details? And so typically what happens is a lot of contractors or consultants, they tend to cave into the original terms and just extend it. However, there's a really good opportunity here to increase some revenue for yourselves by asking for, you know, some of the terms, to negotiate some of the terms in your favor a little bit, so that when you renew for another 6 months to about a year or whatever it may be, you get a little bit more out of the deal. And so what happens is a lot of fears come up, especially during this time. And a lot of consultants, they don't necessarily bring up anything. And for those who do, you hear this a lot. You hear them bring up, you know, I've done this, I've done that. You know, this was done, that was completed, this was completed. We did this, the team did that, right? This is what was done by everybody. And a lot of it's done, completed, completed. If you think about it, they're all actions, right? They're all the to-dos. They're literally listing off what's been on their to-do list that they've completed. And that's great. It's good. But it's not the biggest thing that you can do to tilt things in your favor when you're asking or when you're trying to renegotiate the terms of the contract for a renewal. You see, there was a quote, and it comes out of, a lot of this comes out of fear too as well. And I want to read a quote from John F. Kennedy, which is highly applicable here, which is, he goes, "Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let's never fear to negotiate." And I think it's key, that last bit that he says, "Let us never fear to negotiate." And it's true, because we all come from a place of fear when it comes time to talking about negotiating. And I think when we do go to the table, again, it's just actions, right? Stuff that you've completed. But what can really supercharge that in your favor is to really understand the results and the benefits of what your actions have accomplished. Even if you've been working on a team or with a team of individuals or different departments, right? There may be like 10 to 15, 20 different departments you've been working with. However, aggregating the results of your efforts and your participation and bringing up the benefits of what were complete, of the outcomes of your actions, are extremely important to use as ammunition when going in to negotiate. So always remember, it's not about the actions that you've been doing. And then a lot of consultants use where they just talk about, you know, done this, I've done that. But instead, try to focus more on digging up the benefits, the results, the outcomes that were achieved by bringing you on and working with the client What was the end result? What did they realize? Right? And so when you have those items, those stats, those numbers, and when I say numbers, I mean it could be quantifiable within percentage points, dollar value, time saved. These are the three core metrics that people understand universally. And when you can really whittle down your actions to those three core metrics and bring them to the table when talking about your achievements in the time you served, that's when things change and they tilt in your favor, right? That's how you can really turn the tables so that things can turn out for the better. And so I hope this helps. I hope this arms you for the future when you're negotiating to really focus on those three core numbers and to really focus on results and benefits. All right, I hope that helps. All right, you experts. If you want to learn how to take your independent little business to the next level, go to highticketcontractor.com. We have a pilot program waiting just for you to do that. That's highticketcontractor.com.